We will do a baseball football combo for you. Four quick predicts, and you know how that rolls, right? Everyone knows what we got to do. You're going to say the score of the Guardians-Yankees game. Then you're going to give us tomorrow's headline. Play something a little funny. Then you take a breath. Then you're going to come back and tell us the Browns-Bengals score. And then you're going to give us Monday morning's headline. And I was surprised how well this worked last week, weren't you?
Yeah, and we even did double clips, and it worked out nicely.
Yeah, I was
It worked out well.
I was kidding. Very, very impressed. I thought it was going to be a nightmare. I was like,
just as shocked as you are.
Do I really want to do this? Do we really want to do this? And yes, we did it, and you were impressive. I got to tell you, you were impressive, Northeast Ohio. 216-474-0092. We really haven't talked much about the Browns. Normally on a Friday, we do two keys and locks. We do about all that stuff. But obviously, the Guardians are center stage right
now. We've had some things.
And they have earned this. They have deserved this. And it's going to be a great, you know, hopefully a great night tonight. Just getting back into the Guardians game for a second, then we'll get into the Browns game. But I'm just, because I don't know if we'll have any time on the back end. Jeff, what are you expecting tonight's game? I'm concerned about pitching. But, you know, every time we turn around, we say, this bullpen's going to get burned out. Look how many innings they put on this bullpen. Look how young this bullpen is. All could a young bullpen, they didn't use two pitchers last night? Does that sound right? I mean, they used 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. So they've got, 13 pitchers on the roster? I can't remember. We kept one more pitcher than the Yankees did. And so now you sit here and you kind of go back and forth. And you're like, what's the bench going to look like? Are they going to be in a position to bring up a pinch hitter if they need to, if they want to do a righty-lefty matchup, that situation? You know what I find myself thinking a lot about is when you do bring a reliever in, Jeff, that three-batter minimum, like it's a game changer.
You didn't think about it during the regular season.
You never think about it now a little bit. Yeah.
By the way, wasn't it nice not to see a man on second base to start the 10th last night?
I agree with that, too.
Oh, it was all that's right in the world.
As Ron Darling said last night, I don't know if you guys caught it, because Brian Anderson said no man to start on second base to, you know, in the postseason. And Ron Darling said, so real baseball. I thought Ron Darling was outstanding.
I think Ron Darling's great. Like, I love listening to him. When he's on with Dibble, right, during the regular season?
As I mentioned to my wife last night, this guy, I said, pitched in the major leagues, was good, and went to Yale. And he sounds like a guy who pitched in the major leagues and went to Yale.
I just think he's fair. Like, that's nothing against Frank Gore. I just think,
Frenchie does a great job on Braves broadcasting.
I think he's really good. That crew's been really fun to listen to.
Yeah. It was interesting to hear Brian, you know, like when someone's not, like when the Guardians hit a home run and Brian makes the call, I don't think you say a whole lot. You're like, oh. But when the Yankees hit a home run and he makes a call and he's got a little bit of excitement, you're like, oh, he hates the Guardians. He doesn't. I'm glad we had him on today to talk about that.
Wait, there's a lack of excitement problem? Are you serious? Yeah, no excitement. There's no excitement.
Yeah, he's against the Guardians.
He hates them.
Right?
Yes.
I thought Sterling's call was pretty good, too. I mean, I don't think we have it in there, but Sterling's call, a couple people sent it to me. I thought, he's a pro, man. That guy's a pro.
You know what? We're going to do this blind. I think I have it here, courtesy of Yankees Radio Network.
He's fair on that one.
Yeah. That's a good call. Yeah. I think Hammy would call it the same way. Don't you? This with that same kind of energy, with like the what a game, what a game.
I'm sure they all, everybody I heard did a fine job. Andy, it's, forgive me, it's hard to screw up a two out, down two home run in the bottom of the ninth. It's hard to screw it up.
If you're on the other side.
Credit to all the guys who called the game and did a great job on it. And everybody I heard did. So good for them. But you want it served on a silver platter to you? And man, wasn't it just so cool? I mean, the minute John Kenzie hit that ball, I mean, we all knew.
Oh, for sure.
Everybody knew. And it was just like, wow.
They didn't even have to cut away. What was that camera? 2, 4, I can't remember how that works again. The camera that, you know, first you have the shot of the pitcher, catcher, umpire, batter, and then they normally cut to the behind the home plate camera that shows you the ball going to the outfield.
So they didn't even
have to cut to the second camera on that. They were like, you knew it was gone. I don't know.
By the way,
I'm waiting for, wouldn't it be great to have like Sterling open up a broadcast and go, Welcome to Yankeeography. This is one of the saddest days in Yankees history. Like, that's what I'm looking forward to.
Isn't it nice to have a guy?
And play the happiest reggae music you could find under that as I did it.
I hope we get more of these. I know Jose Ramirez, he hits for a lot of power. Josh Naylor hits for a lot of power. You look at John Kenzie Noel, and it's just, ooh, goodness gracious. It's like Aaron Judge. It's like Giancarlo Stanton. And it's so nice to have a guy like that on our team. Now, whether he's going to make consistent contact throughout his career and able to have any kind of a career, who knows? You know, Oscar Gonzalez did the same thing. And, you know, Oscar's in the minors for the Yankees now. But, man, John Kenzie just smoked that ball. That was so fun.
Friday Injury Report brought to you by Slater and Zurs. Experience you need, results you want. Visit SlaterZurs.com to get your free consultation. Gentlemen, we have the injury report for the Browns game against the Bengals. Again, Sunday, 1 o'clock. You'll be able to listen to it here on your home of the Browns, 92.3 The Fan. Browns have ruled out Jerome Ford and Ronnie Hickman for this game. The guys who are questionable are Nick Chubb, Nyheim Hines, Ethan Posick, Juan Thornhill, Jordan Hicks. So again, out for this game, Jerome Ford, Ronnie Hickman, questionable for Sunday, Nick Chubb, Nyheim Hines, Ethan Posick, Juan Thornhill, Jordan Hicks.
Okay.
So
Ethan Posick's
Chubb
a concern.
Chubb has to be active for the game. Otherwise, he has got to go on the IR, right? That sounds right.
No, you have a 21-day window, don't you?
Yeah, we're outside. Aren't we outside the 21
days? This is only like day 8. Is it not?
I don't know. I'm not going to lie. But what I do know is that we will now go live to Berea for Browns head coach Kevin Stefanski.